Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now in Masachet Menachot Daf Mem Hei Amud Bet, taking a look at the third Mishnah in the fourth Perek. Again, continuing with our discussion about the special korbanot brought on Shavuot and the relationship with the Shtei Halechem, Hapar Vailim Vakvasim Vasair, which are mentioned in one of the Psukim in the handout in the first Pasuk, Ein Ma'akvin Et Halechem. So if they don't exist, if they're not brought, you could still bring the lechem. V'lo alechem ma'akvan. In other words, they're independent of the shtei alechem. But halechem ma'akevet ha'kvasim, the two kvasim that are brought as the shalmei tzibur, are ma'akev et ha'kvasim, meaning that if you don't have the lechem, you can't bring the kvasim. V'en ha'kvasim ma'akvin et ha'lechem. But you can bring the lechem independently. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rishim Manana says the opposite. Loki ha'lakvasim ma'akvin et ha'lechem. You cannot bring the lechem independently. But you could bring the lambs independently. And why? He holds that these korbanot, including the two kvasim and shavuot, were brought during the 40 years, shall we say, the last 39 years in the midbar, after the Mishkan was erected, without the lechem, because the lechem is clearly dependent on coming to the land. Therefore, even if we don't have the lechem now, you still bring the kvasim. Amar Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, halacha kedivrei Benanas. He said, we do follow Benanas against Rabbi Akiva. Aval ein atam kidvarav. It's a different reason. Why? Shekol amur v'chomash hapkudim kariv bamidbar. You know, you have two sets of korbanot following the calendar. One is in Chomash Hapkudim, in Parsha Pinchas, Perak Chafchet Chavtet in Bamidbar, and the other is in Vayikra Chaf Gimel, in what we call Parshat HaMoadot. V'chol amur v'torat konim in kariv bamidbar. Anything that was mentioned in the Vayikra section was only brought after we came to the land, and this entire set that we talk about, including the Shnei Kivsei Atzeret, were only brought then. Therefore, it is not true that the Kvasim were brought in the Midbar. So why do I say Benanas is correct to say that the Lechem does not hold back the Kvasim? Kvasim are their own Matir. The lechem needs the kvasim to imat to them. So therefore, without the kvasim, you can't bring lechem, but you could bring the kvasim on their own. Okay. Now, Tana Rabbanan. V'ikravtem al halechem. This again is Pasuk 1. Chova al halechem, meaning that it comes with the bread. Shivat kvasim tumim al pisha in lechem. Meaning it's associated with the bread, but it's brought even if there is no bread. Kematam al halechem. So what does al halechem mean? So Rabbi Tarfon explains the seeming contradiction between the first statement and the second. The Bnei Yisrael were not chayav to bring these kvasim until they became chayav balachim, which means supporting what Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, that they did not bring any of those korbanot until they entered the land. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yachol hein kvasim amurim kan, hein kvasim amurim chomash hapkudim. I might think that these seven lambs mentioned in Vayikra, in Pasuk 1, are the same seven mentioned, same seven mentioned at the end of Perek Chavchet of Bamidbar in Shavuot, Hamarta, Kshetamageitz, al parim ve'elim enan hein. Because in our section there is two parim and one par and two elim. And in Bamidbar, it's the opposite. El halalu ba'in biglal atzman, v'alalu ba'in biglal lechem. The answer is that the ones in Bamidbar come independently, and the ones here come connected to the bread. So therefore, what's written in Bamidbar was brought in the Midbar. What's in Vayikra was only brought in the land after they brought the lechem. So he's sort of supporting what Rabbi Tarfon says, that they only became chayav in this korban after they came to the land. So v'dilma parim ve'elim lavinu ha'kvasim inu ninu. So maybe the parim and elim are different, but the kvasim are the same kvasim. The answer is no. So just like the parim and elim are different, because here it's two and one, there it's one and two, therefore the kvasim must be a different seven kvasim. It's a whole different korban. Parim ve'elim ma'idashtanu. Who says the parim and elim are any different? Til ma'achikam rachman. Maybe the Torah said two and one and two, say, buy a par v'shnei elim, buy a shtei parim v'ayilachad l'karev, that you have a choice. Bring three animals, two bulls, one ram, or two rams, one bull. The answer is midishtani sidran, they're presented in a different order, par elim and kvasim, and then kvasim parim and elim, shvamina achrini ninhu, so you see that they must be a whole different set. Okay, now, halacha makirat kvasim. What's Rabbi Kiva versus Benanas? What's their argument? What's their disagreement? Gamar yihyu mitiyanam the phrase of Tiyana about the bread, and here it says Kodesh Yihyu, Pasuk 3 on the page, Lashem Lakohen. So Mala Halan Lechem, just like that's referring to the bread, Afkan Lechem. Similarly here, it's referring to the bread, and therefore the bread has to be brought with the korban, right? Therefore the bread can be brought independently of the kvasim. Okay, and now what's bananas? Nami Nela Fitiana, why doesn't he agree with that? The Malalan Lachem Okan Lachem. The answer is Danin Yihyu Mi Yihyu. Sorry, Vilvananas Kamar Yihyu Mi Yihyu, or Yihyu Yihyu, meaning the word Yihyu, which appears in the context of the Kvasim, also appears in the context of the Kvasim earlier, of the Malahalan Kvasim, Afkan Kvasim. So therefore he says, what is it that must be brought? The Kvasim. Now, Uvenanas Nami Nelefi Tiyana, why doesn't he use Tiyana, the Malan Lachem Kan Lachem? Why doesn't he say that the Yihyu is referring to the Lachem? Danin Yumi Yu, and then Yumi Tiyana. It's better to have the same word Yihyu than one that's the same root but a different form. So, my nafkumina, since when are we that careful with Kzerot Shavot, Kzerah Shavah, Tana Rabbi Shmuel, Veshava Kohen, and Uvak HaKohen, the two psukim that are not next to each other, but near each other, in the parsha of Nigei Batim, and we say Zeu Shiva, Zeu Bia, Shiva and Bia are the same thing, even though it's a totally different word, it's referring to the Kohen coming into the house. So, why are we so careful about Yihyu not being the same as Tiyana? The answer is Hanimile, Echad Aleka, Dodamile. That's if there's no closer word. We go to the closer word. Yihyu is closer. It's the same word. Okay, Rabbi Kiva, Namile for you, Miyu. Why doesn't Rabbi Kiva like that? Danin Davar Shema Tanala Kohen, Davar Shema Tanala Kohen. After all, the Kvasim are given to the Kohen, and the Lechem is given to the Kohen. Kvasim of the Shlamim are given to the Kohen. Nafu Kehani Olot Ninu, as opposed to Pasuk 1, which are all Olot, not given to the Kohen. Baitema, it's possibly Kra Gufe Kamifligi. They're really disagreeing about Pasuk 3 on the page. Kodesh Yu Lashem La Kohen, right? Meaning Rabbi Kiva Savar Ezu Davar Shekulo La Kohen. What it goes all to the Kohen? There's Al Lechem. That's the Lechem. So that pasuk's referring to the Lechem. Therefore, the Lechem can be brought independently. Venanas says not Miktiv Kodesh Yu La Kohen. It says Lashem La Kohen. Meaning Ezu Davar Shekulo Lashem Mitzato La Kohen. That's Kvasim, the Shlamim. So it's the Shlamim that are critical here. Kiva says, Miktiv Kodesh Yu Lashem Lakohen. It says, Lashem Lakohen Ktiv, meaning, Ravuna, Kana'o Hashem, Tana Lakohen. Goes to Hashem, and then Hashem gives it to the Kohen, and that is referring to the Lachem. Okay, Amar Rav Yochanan, he puts a little spin on the Machloket, HaKol Modim Shemizkuku L'Zeh L'Zeh Shemakvin Zedzeh. That if the Lechem and the Kvasim somehow got connected, then they are Makev each other. Vezu Zikashlan, what connects them? Shchita means once you do the Shchita of the Kvasim and the Lechem is there, then if the Lechem is lost, he can't bring the Kvasim. Right? Once the Shchita is done, they're all tied together. Amar Ula, Zobal Marava, Tnufa Ozazika, Oeno Ozazika. Question is, does Tnufa, meaning when you lift up the lambs and the bread together, does that bind them together to see for Shchita or not? Pashat Lemid Rabbi Yochanan, the answer should be very simple from Rabbi Yochanan. To Rabbi Yochanan, Shchita Ozazika. Shchita makes the bind. Right? Bichlal, the Tnufa, Oeno Ozazika. So before that, they're not bound, which is Tnufa. The answer is Rabbi Yochanan Gufa Mebaila. That's what they were asking about in Eretz Yisrael. Mivsha Pshita Rabbi Yochanan Shchita Ozazika, Nufa Inos Zika. Is it obvious to Rabbi Yochanan that Shchita is the only point of Zika and anything before it is not? Odum Shchita Pshita, they have Tnufa Masafkale. Maybe he knew Shchita work and that's why he said it, and Tnufa he wasn't sure about because it is an action that binds them together. And the answer is Teiku. We don't know what Rabbi Yochanan felt, and therefore we certainly don't know whether Tnufa will work because Tnufa may not even be a Safek. I'm Rav Yehuda Bar Chanina Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. Pa'akiktiv Kodesh Yulad Unai LaKohen, the Pasuk that we're all working with, that we're disagreeing about whether Yihyu refers to the Lachem or the Kvasim, as we saw at the end of the last discussion, Pata Tnufa Ktiv. So that's written after Tnufa, and Upliga Ben Anas Rabbi Kiva. And Rav Yochanan just got through saying that after Zika, after the two are bound together, Rabbi Ben Anas and Rabbi Kiva agrees that both are needed. So the truth is that's also after Shechita. Kodesh Yul Hashem LaKohen is after they're shechted, right? And we certainly Rabbi Yochanan said that after Shechita, everybody agrees that they're bound together. So how would Rabbi Yochanan interpret that pasuk? Mikarakai, the pasuk Kodesh Yul Hashem LaKohen is stated before any of the process happens. My Kodesh Yul Hashem LaKohen, meaning Devarash Sofah LaKohen. It will be, not it is, it will be LaKohen. Meaning we're now before Tnufa, before Shechita, and the question is, is at this point, EU means one or the other based on Benanus or Bikiva. At some point, they become tied together, and the question is that point Tnufa or Shchita? Let's go back and investigate Rabbi Yochanan's claim that Shchita binds them together. Or Mini, and we have a long braita about the relationship between the Korban Todah and its loaves. Ad Shelo Shchata Nifras Lachma, if before you shech the Korban Todah, the bread gets all cut up, Yavi Lachem Acher V'Shochet, bring other Lachem to the Shchita. Shchata Nifras Lachma, but if you already did the Shchita, then Hadami Zarek, you do the Todah, Habasar Yachel, eat the Todah, that's fine. But you weren't yotzed because you didn't bring proper lachem. Falachem pasul. Now nizrak adam. Let's say you already did zrikat adam and then it fell apart. Torah mina shalim al parus. You take. Remember, you have to give one of each of the 10 loaves to the kohen, so he gets 4 of them. You take from a full one to cover for the cut up ones, assuming that at least in every set of 10 there's one full one. So ad sh- now all of that is about nifras lachma. Now we have a parallel. Ad shlo shchata yetzal lachma. If the bread went out of the azara for shchita, that's easy. Machnisa v'shochet, bring it back in to shchita. Mishchata yetzal lachma. But if after shchita it went out, adam yizarek basar yochal v'dein nidro yetzal lachem pasul. Just like if it became fell apart after shchita, nizrak adam. But if after zrikat adam it went out, tamash v'fnim al shvachutz. You take the bread that's still inside and use it to cover what's outside. We assume that at least one of the 10 loaves in each set is inside. Now, ad shelo shchata nitma lachma, if before shchita the bread became tamei, v'lachma chever shochet, bring other bread. Shchata nitma lachma, adam yizarek basar yochal v'dein nidro yetza. Here, in this case, if the bread became tamei, it didn't get fall apart, it didn't get cut up, and it didn't go outside, it's in the azara full, but it's tamei, after shchita, then you are yotzei, why shatzitz maratzala tamei? Because here you have the tzitz, affecting Ritzui. V'alechem pasul, but the lechem itself was pasul, was tamei. Nizrak adam, after Zrikat adam happened, then same thing, Torminat Torah la tamei. And all of this is a parallel between falling apart, between Yotzei, and to some extent Tuma. But the point is that after Shechita, we still consider the Korban to be valid, even though the bread became invalid. Sagat Shechita osazika, kevin uzkakuz el azeb Shechita, if sile lechem, the bread should become invalid because the bread and the korban became tied together by shchita, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Tipasel nami toda, so the korban should be pasel. The answer is shani toda rachmana kari shlamim. The Torah refers to the korban toda as a shlamim. Mash shlamim krevim below lechem, after that kreva below lechem. Just like a shlamim itself has no lechem, so a toda could be brought without lechem. What that means is that even the toda, to bring the korban toda properly, needs the 40 loaves, and you're not yotzei the toda without them. Nonetheless, as a korban qua korban, it is valid as a shlamim without the bread. So therefore, the korban is valid, and you eat it, but you're not yotzei. Okay, Rav Yirmiyah, im tim salam tufa uzazika. Let's assume for a minute now on Ula's question about tufa uzazika that we agree in the affirmative that once you lift up the lambs and the bread together, they're all tied together. Avad halechem avdu kvasim. If the bread gets lost after tufa, the lambs are out. You got to bring a whole new set of two of each. Avdu kvasim, avdu alachem, same thing. If the lambs get lost, or when the lambs get lost, then the bread has to be discarded and you bring a whole new thing. Imtim tzulomar tufa enos zika, but if you accept the other position, which is tufa does not bind them together, and here's a question. Hevi lechem ukvasim vunafu. Let's say you brought lechem and kvasim and you lifted them up. So you created zika. And you didn't create zika yet. Ve'avad, because we're saying if tufa does not create zika, ve'avad halechem. Then you lost the bread, maybe lechem acher. You now bring other bread. That's fine. You could do so. Does that second bread need to be lifted up with the lambs again? Avdu kvasim lo tibaylach. If the kvasim are lost, you don't have to ask the question. Tivadai bay tufa. Certainly, if you lost the lambs and you get new lambs, you certainly have to lift them up because the lambs are the matir for the bread. Kitibaylach avad alechem. We're only asking if the bread was lost and you brought new bread. And according to Ben Nanas, the Amar Kvasim Ikar, who says the lambs are the Ikar, certainly not a problem. There'd be no reason to lift out the bread. You already did the Kvasim. According to Rekiva, says the Lechem is the main thing. Then my. Kevin the Lechem Ikar by Tnufa. Maybe you have to do a new Tnufa with this new bread. But maybe since everybody agrees the Matirin for the Lechem are the Kvasim, and they already got lifted up, Lutzarich Tnufa. Teku. So it's a teku within a teku within a teku. Because We don't know whether Rabbi Yochanan would have even entertained the possibility that Tnufa works. Then we're asking further whether Tnufa does work. And then if we're saying if Tnufa does not work, what would happen in this case where you did the Lechem and the Kvasim, the Lechem got lost. According to Rabbi Akiva, you bring new Lechem, does it need to have Tnufa or not? And the answer is Teku. He has a very basic question. Why are the two kvasim connected to the lechem? Umayshta shiva kvasim upar ve'elim, the one par and two elim, and the seven kvasim listed in pasuk one, lo makachi lechem ulamakvi. They're independent. In other words, you bring them without the lechem, you bring the lechem without them, they stand independently, but the two kvasim are tied to the lechem. Why? Because remember, pasuk one says vikraftem al halechem. Al halechem means with the lechem. It's still, it's mentioned. So our answer one that Rava gave is, since the Torah said you have to lift the two lambs up with the bread, therefore that ties them together. So Abaye's answer is very todah. The todah is not lifted up. You don't lift the whole bull up with the 40 loaves. You just lift up the loaves. Nonetheless, the loaves and the animal are tied together, which means Tnufa does not create this connection automatically. Ella, Rava's second answer is Kitodah, just like a Korban Todah. Ma Todah Shlamim, Afachanam Shlamim. So he says, okay, Abai, I'll meet you halfway. You're right, it's like a Todah. But a Todah is a Shlamim, therefore it's only the two lambs that are Shlamim that tie to the bread. In other words, Olot can't be tied to bread. Shlamim are tied to bread. So he answered, by his answer is Midami. Hatam Lekas Vachim Achrinim Adei. In the case of the Todah, there's only one animal, a Shlamim, so the bread's tied to it. Hachad Ikas Vachim Achrinim Adei. Here you have 10 other animals being brought besides these two. Maybe all 12 of them are connected. Ella, the answer we get is Ke'el Nazir, the ayil that the Nazir brings, which is Shlamim. Ma'el Nazir v'gav de'ikas v'achim achrini. He brings other korbanot. He brings an Ola, and he brings the Chatat. Nonetheless, sorry, the Asham, Shlamim u'de mekadshi, midi achrini lo. Nonetheless, the loaves that the Nazir brings are only tied to the Shlamim. Acharami lo shna. So therefore, here too, even though you bring 10 other animals, the two that are shlamim are the ones that are tied to the bread. Now, hatam and alan, how do we know that in the case of the nazir, only the shlamim are tied to the loaves? The tanya v'ta'aliyah says, "Amar shlamim ladunai al salamatzot." The shlamim is done with the salamatzot, the basket with the loaves. Which asal b'chovah la'ayil shchitat ayil mekadshan. That teaches that the sal comes together with the shlamim, and the shchit of the shlamim is mekadish the bread. If you shechted the shlamim shlo lishmo, even though it's a kosher korban, it doesn't count for you, therefore the lechem are not kadosh at all. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up in the continuation of our discussion of the relationship between shtei alechem and the attendant korbanot in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.